This Thanksgiving Newsmaker segment features a look at a Christmas fundraising activity for the Flint Hills Optimists, and tree guru Bob Bernheide is in with us to talk about the Flint Hills Optimists annual Christmas tree lot. Bob, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Good morning, Chuck. Good morning, everybody.
How are things going so far?
So far, so good.
Outstanding.
Looking forward to getting things rolling.
Boy, and it's bright and early Friday, isn't it?
That's correct. Friday morning, 10 o'clock, we open.
Okay. Well, I guess really what is left to do here before you open up at the Gion's Showcase parking lot, or you have everything really ready to go here Friday morning?
Yes, we are. We are ready. The trees were delivered last week. We got the lot set up last Saturday, and I think we're ready to go.
Awesome. Okay. What can people see? Well, they can see it right now if they drive by on Wessex Avenue, but what can people see when they get to the lot here?
Well, first of all, we are again, once again, we're at Gion's parking lot, 2023 West 6th Avenue. We've got over 400 trees. We got our quantity back up this year, and all the tree prices remain the same. So we're looking forward to get things rolling.
I would imagine so. What's the variety that folks can have specifically on the trees here?
Okay, basically, it boils down to four varieties. We have Fraser fir, balsam fir, white pine, Scotch pine. Sizes range from 5 foot to 9 foot. And pricing, like I said, remained the same. All our trees cost us the same, so we're still running between $44 and $120 for a tree.
That's not bad. Are there any specific sizes that have a tendency to disappear right off the bat here, or any specific tree types that have a tendency to go early, or is it really just kind of season by season, it varies up a little bit?
Well, it is season by season, but it seems like the trend has been the larger trees, the 7, 8, 9 footers, seem to be going a lot quicker than they used to. We do have our most popular tree. We get about 100 of the 6 to 7 foot balsam, and they are obviously our most popular tree.
Bob Bernheide joining us again with the Flint Hills Optimist Christmas Tree Lot opening up 10 a.m. sharp Friday at the Gion Showcase parking lot. Bob, where are the trees coming from this year?
Trees, we've been getting them from Northern Family Farms up by Maryland, Wisconsin. It's kind of a little bit west of St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Gotcha. Okay. And has Red Lion Trucking been a partner for a long period of time? Are they helping you with the tree deliveries this year?
Oh, yeah. We get help from all over. Red Lion does haul our trees for us. They pick them up and deliver them. We can't get by without mentioning Emporia High School wrestling team. Those kids help us unload those trees. Mark II Lumber for a shed, Blue Stem Farm and Ranch, Dave's Pump Service, the City of Emporia. We have a lot of help, so it takes more than us because we're all getting old.
I was going to ask here, actually, my next question was going to be how you guys as club members are banding together and gearing up to get things staffed here and make sure that everybody gets the tree and the other activities and really the other accessories that they want.
Yeah, the hard part is staffing, I guess, because like I said, we are getting older. We are always looking for some more members, so anyone interested, get a hold of an Optus member.
Indeed. Speaking of the accessories, what do you have besides the trees that folks can pick up here coming up over the next few weeks?
Yeah, in addition to the trees, we continue to get 25-inch undecorated wreaths. We have strands of garland, tree life, and tree bags.
Okay. Bob, what are the hours going to be here? I know that there's a lot of people who are going to be descending on the lot basically as soon as you open things up here tomorrow, but what are your hours going to be weekdays, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Okay, yeah, day after Thanksgiving, we always open at 10 o'clock in the morning. Our regular hours, Monday through Friday, are 8:30 to 8. Saturdays are 10 to 8, and Sundays are 1 to 6.
All right. Bob, we, when we get a chance to talk with you and the other optimists here this time of year, we also open things up here to kind of remind folks what you do in the community. You're always focused on youth matters in general terms. How has this year been for you when it comes to really helping the youth locally and youth area wide?
Okay, this is, the trees are actually our largest fundraiser of the year, typically. And it does provide youth of the area. In the past, we've provided funding for Camp Alexander, Big Brothers Big Sisters, David Trailer Zoo, Emporia Library, Flint Hills Optimus Ball Diamonds, to name a few. There's also, we hand out in the past three $500 scholarships. A couple of those from a man and a woman for our All-Star Basketball Classic that we hold annually. And then we hand out also a scholarship for a senior recognition dinner to honoring the seniors of the area.
So worthy causes coming here from this roughly month-long fundraiser, depending on the supply.
True. Yes, correct.
Okay. For folks that would like to join you as a member, when are your meetings and how do they do that?
Okay. Our meetings are every other Thursday. We meet at from 12 to 1 for lunch at ESU Memorial Union. Our current president, Stan Fowler, or they can contact any Optimist member, get involved.
Okay. Bob, before we let you go here, I'm going to give you one opportunity here, kind of another reminder for the community to, you know, stop by, see what you have, and purchase trees. Why is this such an important deal here for you and for the community?
Well, like I said, this is our big fundraiser for the year. All deals with youth of the community and funding for any project. So in addition to that, I might offer that anyone that is searching for funding for any projects involving the youth of the area to contact one of the Optimists to get the ball rolling.
Outstanding. Well, Bob, thanks so much for joining us here today. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we will be talking with you at the lot here this weekend.
No problem. I appreciate it. Thanks for your help.
All right.
Have a good day. Come out and see us.
Absolutely, and happy Thanksgiving.
You do the same. Thank you.
Bob Bernheide, our newsmaker guest here this Thursday, Thanksgiving morning. If you want to be part of the morning show, be sure to let us know, 620-342-1400, or email us, kvue@kvue.com.